We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com. We get it. After all the frustration, the endless cycles of hoping for a system that actually works, you're ready for something steady. Something that delivers without constant workarounds or headaches. That's why we're excited to introduce the 2025 redesign of the Buzz CRM. Built with you in mind, it's more intuitive, faster, and smarter than ever. Finally, a CRM that sees your worth, streamlines your workflows, and gives you the tools to thrive without needing to prove yourself over and over again. Because you deserve a lifeline after all those outdated platforms. You deserve a system that keeps up with your goals and grows with your success. This isn't just a redesign, it's a revolution. Visit thebuzzcrm.com today. That's thebuzzcrm.com.
You should be saving for the future, but savings accounts suck, and investing can be scary. We combine the ease of savings with the real returns of investing. We call it Savevesting, and it's only available in our new app, Stairs. Stairs offers 4 to 6% returns, no fees, and you can withdraw anytime. Do your future a favor. Visit StairsApp.com today.
Hello, SEO 101 listeners. WebmasterRadio.fm introduces over 101 reasons to love your smartphone even more. Introducing the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app, now available in the iTunes Store or on Google Play. Listen to SEO 101 live every Monday or download thousands of past episodes or download shows like SEO Rockstars, Search Pulse, The Daily Search Cast, and more. Download the WebmasterRadio.fm mobile app for iTunes and Google Play now.
Welcome to SEO 101, your introductory course on search engine optimization. So, turn on your computers, open your minds, grab your mouse, and get ready to get back to the basics. SEO 101. SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm is now in session.
Hello, and welcome to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. This is Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, and my co-host is John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital. Well, bud, it's been a while.
Hey, I know. I'm so excited. I don't have to travel, I don't think, for the rest of the year. I might have to go one trip, but I'm like so excited I get to actually stay home and do shows with you.
I'm kind of in disbelief. Like, wow.
Me too.
Well,
but
what are we going to
do? I was in Oregon last week, and I actually went to Bend, Oregon, to speak to the Oregon, the Oregon Lodging and Restaurant Association or something like that, but I'd never been to Bend, Oregon before. It's like one of the most beautiful places that I've ever seen. It even rivals Victoria up there, so it was amazing.
Like.
Plus, they got a good college football team.
Okay.
Yeah.
I don't watch football.
Fine.
but you don't want
to compete against
the city.
Oregon.
You didn't go outside of the city. We didn't
That's true.
But I can't agree more. I love Oregon. It's one of our favorite places to visit. It's just gorgeous. Especially the beaches. Oh my God, they're gorgeous. Anyway, I'm glad to hear you had a good time. The speech go okay? You didn't get lynched this time?
Yeah, it looked great. It was good. It was a new topic for me, and we should talk about it today here on the show, but it was the first time I ever gave a presentation. The title of it was Content is Not King. So
it was
interesting. My take is content's not king, it's core. So that could be a good show for us.
Very nice. Cool. Yeah, well, we should do a whole show on that, actually. Content's, it is pretty much everything now, so... Awesome. Well, let's start with a bit of the news. One of the things that sort of bothered me actually
today or yesterday? Yesterday, I was reading a thing from Planet Ocean or searchenginenews.com. It's a site that I've been a member with them since 1997, I think. It's been a long time. And I've always really appreciated their content. But over the last year, I found it's way too promotional now. I'm thinking I'm not going to renew, which is pretty rare. But in this case, what really drove me crazy is they've got this huge promotion they're doing, or they're pitching the fact that if you don't have a responsive website, kiss everything goodbye, because Google is putting everything on this. Everything, you know, you don't have it, you got to go. And it's like, it's so intense. There's no sideways. There's nothing soft about their approach. And yet, John Mueller, we've had him on the show before. He did a bit of a talk. I think it was on Google Plus. And he says responsive design does not equal a ranking boost. Duh. The fact is, it's just one of those things that Google likes. And yeah, if your site is super slow, sure, that's going to have an effect. But responsive design is not going to lead to a ranking boost. I don't think it's going to happen anytime soon anyway.
And they've specifically said, yes, they prefer responsive for mobile sites and mobile search, but they also go into detail about they don't have any problem with other types of mobile sites like m.domain.coms and different kinds of I don't want to call it cloaking, but if you IP detection, not IP detection, but what am I thinking, Ross? Device detection. So if you're looking and doing that kind of mobile site, they're fine with that as well. So they come out and said, yes, we prefer responsive. That's the easiest way to do it for us. But if you do these others, we're fine with that too.
Yeah. So while we do the next one here, I think I'm going to try and bring it up so I can read it to you. It's pretty funny. It just made me laugh and just think, why am I reading this anymore?
It's funny that you bring these guys up, because just today, actually, earlier this afternoon, for the first time ever, I got a cold call from them saying, hey, your subscription to Search Engine News has elapsed. Do you want to renew? Can we talk about it? And it was actually like almost a hard sell. I'm like, they've never done anything like that in the past. I don't know what's going on with these guys. Hopefully they're not advertisers and getting mad at us for dishing them. But
I've never heard of them advertising anywhere, actually. I mean, we've got quite a legacy crowd, but I don't know. It's pretty disappointing. So Planet Ocean, I want to read this here. This is what they posted. If you saw our August 2013 article on mobile search, you know that Google has publicly declared that your web pages must load super fast and work flawlessly on all devices. In fact, Google is already penalizing pages that load slowly and show errors on cross-platform devices like iPads and mobile phones. In a word, Google is basically demanding that your site be responsive, or else. And it goes on. It is so intense.
So my first comment about that is we have to stop talking about wrestling before we go on the air, so you stop using that verse.
This is kind of fun.
but you're right. That's ridiculous. You know, that's just it. There's another company out there that I've had similar experience with that people will probably yell at me anyway, called StomperNet. They are all about, because they're big. I mean, there's a lot of people that follow these guys, kind of like the Search Engine Planet Ocean, that their whole marketing strategy is be as controversial as possible so people will come read your stuff and get subscriptions. And it sounds like that's kind of the direction they're going to. They're trying to be super controversial and just say stuff that's going to, you know, rile up people like you.
This is awesome. This is even better. Farther down it says, and this is what I think, this is what made me howl. This is a very big deal. In fact, we haven't seen such a black and white SEO issue for years. The way things are shaping up is, and they use this sort of math look, cross-platform compatible equals Google loves you. Cross-platform incompatible equals Google hates you. There's no ground in between.
Oh, my goodness. Oh, jeez.
These guys, I think I'm going to write. It's just pathetic. I mean, really.
So I told the people from Planet Ocean today to send me an email to remind me what their stuff was about, to kind of get them off the phone. My email response is going to be a link to this show, I think.
Yeah, and you know, if they are listening, I have loved that place for many years. I've found it really, really helpful. And last 2 years, it's a cascade effect. It's going downhill. Yeah, it's too bad. Oh, well, I guess that's what happens when there's not enough to talk about. Really, I mean, SEO is just not as many things for them to reveal these days that are all exciting.
I mean, if a publication like that doesn't evolve with the industry, because as we all know, this industry is evolving dramatically, you know, started last year, maybe a little before, and it's just going to get worse over the next couple of years as far as what SEO is and means and does. And if you can't evolve with that, you're going to end up losing readers. You're going to end up having to do crazy wrestling talk style articles just to get people to come to your site.
Well, on that note, I think we should take a break, and when we get back, we've got lots more news to share.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess.
If you're constantly struggling to find more customers, revenue, or hours in the day, Infusionsoft can help you have the business you've always wanted. For over 10 years, Infusionsoft has been helping business owners, just like you, find the financial freedom and peace of mind you've been searching for.
I'm Scott Martineau, co-founder of Infusionsoft. If you're struggling to find more customers, more revenue, or more hours in the day, Infusionsoft is the proven solution you're looking for. Infusionsoft, the only all-in-one sales and marketing software created specifically for small businesses.
Learn more at www.infusionsoft.com/radio.
Oh yeah, my day is done. Time for happy hour.
You're already done for the day?
Yeah, because I use certifiedknowledge.org. Their PPC tools literally save me hours every day.
How do you keep on top of all of Google's new features?
Easy. With Certified Knowledge, their interactive learning modules keep me up to date. And if there's something I don't know, I can watch their video lessons without having to hunt around the Google help files.
Great. I'm ready to expand my knowledge.
Hi, I'm Brett Geddes. I'm the only leader officially supported by Google to teach the advanced track of the AdWords Seminars for Success. I personally recommend CertifiedKnowledge.org as your one-stop shop for all your PPC needs.
Learn, optimize, connect. Be smart. Go to CertifiedKnowledge.org now.
Ever wondered how you could have access to your own SEO expert, paid search specialist, or social media wizard? Looking for help with your affiliate, display media, or email marketing? Look no further than the folks at Fang Digital Marketing. Fang Digital specializes in both paid and organic search, social media, display, and mobile advertising solutions, and is staffed by industry veterans from Google, Yahoo, and one of the industry's most influential PPC experts. Fang Digital's award-winning staff stays on top of the latest in digital trends and offer tailored solutions so they can audit your progress and build a roadmap to your success. Learn more about their expanding range of full-service strategic marketing solutions at fangdigital.com. That's FANGdigital.com.
WebmasterRadio.fm presents Search Kingdom. We explore the world of search marketing, give in-depth analysis inside the important industry headlines, and interview with the most important industry thought leaders. Search Kingdom, on demand inside the Search Engine Optimization Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class. Take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session. Only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the director of SEO and social media for Advanced Digital.
Am I on the right show?
Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Oh, I'm having fun. It's good. Now, you've got a tale. Share the tale.
I have a tale?
About hummingbird.
Oh, well, I just wanted, because you guys got to cover hummingbird last week when I was traveling. I did get to talk about it. So I wanted to give my couple of cents worth on hummingbird. And what did you guys discuss? And if you didn't discuss it, that's fine. But the one thing that really stands out to me from a hummingbird standpoint is that nobody knew it happened for a month. And then all of a sudden, everybody's like crazy about hummingbird. And still, it really, you never heard stories or anything about, oh, we've lost all these rankings, or oh, we did really good because of it. And they say it impacts 90% of all searches. And yet, nobody's saying anything about how negatively it impacted them, you know, what types of stuff being hit. And I've read it, and I've been thinking about this, trying to figure out why this is. And I read a great article by Eric Ng, and he nailed it for me. He said all the things that were rumbling around in my head, he put really well. And it really basically comes down to this. When Panda launched, they said, 14 or 17% of search results will be impacted. When Penguin launched, it was 5 or 7% of search results will be impacted. Hummingbird launches, they said 90% of searches will be impacted. And the big difference there is Panda and Hummingbird, they said it impacts search results. And Hummingbird, they said it impacted searches. So to me, and Eric put this great, and if I can find a link to it, I'll put the link to this article. It was in a newsletter, so I'm not sure where it's published. But anyway, it's basically they're applying a lot of the changes that's happening. They're applying a lot of the changes that are happening as far as the contextual evaluation of the search at the search query level before it even hits the algorithm. So when he says it impacts 90% of searches, it does. It impacts the searches themselves, not the algorithmic analysis and the search results. And I really think that's a huge distinction that people need to understand when you're talking about, all we have to do is all a content focus now, and everybody's talking about how you have to adjust a Hummingbird. Yes and no. If you're already doing great content, the changes that are happening contextually at the search are still going to find your content. Because it's to me, when I got hit with all these questions from all the different newspapers and stuff we work with, they're saying, what do we have to change because of Hummingbird? What do we have to change because of Hummingbird? I'm like, nothing. Nothing's changing. Keep doing what you're doing. Because we saw no impact whatsoever. It's really about the search phrase, not the search results, in my opinion.
It's just a smarter interpretation of people's search phrases. That's it.
Yep, exactly. So all these articles are coming out, the five things you have to do to brace your site for Hummingbird. Well, if you weren't doing those in the first place, at least now maybe they have a chance to catch up because of Hummingbird, but they're not Hummingbird specific. You should have been doing them to begin with.
Yeah, I love these. Like Eric Ward, how will Google Hummingbird impact links? Here are six ways. Then six content. Oh, no. Where is it here? There's a lot. I mean, these are reputable people talking about it. And I'm not saying that Eric's is full of garbage or anything like that, but he's probably playing off all this panic. But there is some pretty funny stuff out there. You just read it and you're like, why are they so panicked? And yeah, Imon Johns did a great one. He was my version of putting it in what I've been thinking. And it's called Hummingbird, the opposite of long tail search. They're making it easier to find content.
That's exactly what I was thinking. I had the wrong person. It was Imon Johns. Eric that led me to it. But yeah.
Yeah. I thought you mentioned that. I was wrong. Okay. Yeah. So yeah. Imon Johns. Really good. It just simply said what I think has been puzzling all of us.
Yeah.
Just, why is this such a big deal? Every time there's been anything of any issue, you hear about it in spades from people panicking because their sites dropped. Nothing.
Absolutely nothing. It's crickets.
Yeah. Hummingbirds.
They're not as loud as crickets.
No, that's true. So anyway, that's our bit on Hummingbird. I did talk about it last week, and that was pretty much, or the week before, we were discussing how it's exactly that. It's a different way of seeing a search. Really, it's Google getting smarter about how they deliver results. That's it.
And yep.
And if you're doing a good job, that just means they're getting smarter at showing your site.
Yep, absolutely.
So Google authorship. I wanted to ask you something about that. I'm actually doing a presentation tomorrow on Google authorship to a crowd. And I wanted to know if there's anything new, because I know you're pretty close to it with your crowd there. Anything new that's come out or anything of interest?
Well, the newest thing came out was at SNX East. And it was great because it was one of the big stories that came out of SMX East, and for the first time, I was like sitting right next to the guy from Google on the panel when he announced it. So that was kind of cool for me. But they've now applied authorship to image search, which for which is interesting, especially in our space with news, because you'll often have photographs, you know, attached to a news story. So now you have authorship for photographs and for the author of the article that's tied to the photographs on the same page. So it's they still will only, you know, give one person credit for an article. You know, they don't do authorship citations. So it's still the first one gets the credit on the page, so the first one they identify. But it's really interesting that it's tied into Google Images now.
Yeah, well, you know, one of the things that's been bugging me is I'd love to put authorship on our podcast, but we can't because, yeah, again, it's two of us, not one.
It's, well, just put my name first and we're good.
roll the dice. Just let me bring the dice. it's definitely missing, but you know, it's bound to come. I just don't really know how they're going to do it, but it's going to be interesting to see. Okay, so image search. Well, I'm still surprised you're not doing it for video. They do it for video yet? I don't think
they will. They will. I think it's just rolling out slowly over time. And just to reinforce with everybody, this authorship is still just connecting authors to their content. The author rank itself is not in play. It's still just a connection to your content. Does not mean you shouldn't start doing things that would improve your author rank if it was live, because that'll give you a head start once it does go live, because you know they'll start collecting that data way before author rank actually does go live. So just a heads up there.
I actually did a very provocative title for my presentation just to try and get people in there, and I love it. It's very Planet Ocean, actually. Leverage Google authorship or kiss your rankings goodbye.
Did you really? Are you serious?
Yes, I'm serious.
Oh man.
I love it.
You know, so that means you have to do the whole presentation in your wrestling announcer voice.
Yes. I have to go, kiss your rankings goodbye. It's I'm gonna lead with how provocative that is. Really, it's the simple fact is we don't know what's gonna happen, but I do very confidently believe that authorship is gonna be a strong component of the algorithm at some point. And
absolutely.
I do believe that it's crazy not to get into it. So it's a good way to get people. What? What's this gonna say? What's this guy saying? Let's get him in. I gotta fill some seats, right?
That's
and
true.
They won't be disappointed. I'm going to teach them a lot, so it's going to be fun. But that's
wish
good.
I could be there.
I have to add that. Yes.
I wish I could be there to like heckle from the back, and then I'll come up and we'll start throwing each other around. Next thing you know, we hit each other with chairs.
It's going to be hard for me to announce while we're doing that, but I'll try.
Yeah.
In any case, it's going to be fun. It's at the Blogger Boot Camp here in Victoria. They still haven't got profiles up for anyone other than the four people, which is really odd. And I've already complained about it, but it's going to be good. It's going to be a lot of fun.
Well, that's how it goes.
Yeah, I will. Well, let's take a quick break. When we get back, we've got some more news. Man, it's a news day. Lots to share. Talk to you soon.
SEO 101 will be back right after recess. There are many things we would love to catch. Catching the final out of a baseball game.
And that's the ball game.
Reeling that big catch of the day. Or catching a ride home.
Taxi!
How about catching more attention, like the biggest retail brands on earth? Introducing Catchy.com, where they sell short branded attractive .com domain names. Use a short and catchy brand, just like Sony, Visa, and Nike for your next business venture. You can even rent to own for as low as $100 a month. Catch a big break for your business with Catchy.com.
Guys, are you suffering from FD, fulfillment dysfunction? Let MoldingBox.com's online portal system for inventory, tracking, and returns perform for you. We have the enormous tools you need for complete warehousing, shipping, and handling of all your packages, no matter the size or shape, directly to your customers. MoldingBox.com can also fulfill all your nourishing, nutraceutical, and smooth skincare product desires, including green coffee and Garcinia, on demand. Plus, us, let our in-house printing and CD-DVD manufacturing help you enlarge and maximize your coaching and business opportunity potential. We do everything. Fulfillment, shipping, tracking, inside and out, and all in one place. Moldingbox.com. It's shipping made sexy. Come visit us at AdTech New York, booth number 738.
Building better search.
Every day, thousands of hackers try to steal your crypto. But Arculus uses air-gapped technology by forming a protective barrier that insulates you from hackers and secures your crypto. Order yours at GetArculus.com.
Engine Rankings takes the right formula. Tracking those rankings is super simple. All you need is AuthorityLabs.com. Authority Labs uses automated daily rank tracking tools to monitor your site's performance or leverage their API to build your own tools. No matter what animal-labeled algorithms affect your ranking, you should be using Authority Labs. Unlimited users for no additional cost and white labeling can help keep your clients updated and save countless hours of creating reports. Whether you're running sites with just a few or millions of keywords, what you need is AuthorityLabs.com.
Life tips. Making your life smarter, better, faster, wiser. On demand anytime inside the Entertainment Channel, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Okay, class, take your seats and no talking. Recess is over and SEO 101 is back in session, only on WebmasterRadio.fm.
Welcome back to SEO 101 on WebmasterRadio.fm. Hosted by John Carcutt, the Director of SEO and Social Media for Advanced Digital, and myself, Ross Dunn, CEO of Stepforth Web Marketing, Inc. Now, I wanted to ask you, John, about something that I know you mentioned you had a bit of a discussion with someone on, and that's your thoughts on using rel equals next or rel equals previous for e-commerce product lists, you know, when they go to page two, page three of longer lists. What is your thought on that?
And really, it's really funny that you asked this question, because I actually had, when at SMX East, was the last month, recently, whatever the most recent one was, I had lunch with a couple of guys, John Shahada from ABC News and Pierre Farr from Google, who made the announcement about authorship and images. And we were sort of talking, and that exact question came up. And Pierre was like adamant, almost begging us, please, please, please do not use canonical referencing in, when you're doing pagination, especially on e-commerce sites. Use rel equals prev next. And he's like, what happens is when you're using canonical, it doesn't give it as much strength because of the way when people come into deeper pages, it doesn't work the same way. It doesn't pass the strength around as well as good as rel equals prev next does. So if you've got an e-commerce site, do not put canonicals to like the first page of a paginated group of products. You know, don't use any canonical. I would assume use rel equals next. Absolutely.
I know. Way to go. Yeah, I know Miley Olia was just, Google was absolutely spitting adamant about it last year even. I was interested to see whether or not there's been any moving and shaking on that. But you said you had quite an intense conversation about this. Were there different thoughts on it?
No, he was just, it was intense because he was so intent about, you know, please, please do not use canonical. Use rel equals prev or next prev. And just to make sure everybody understands what rel equals next prev is. So when you have canonical pages, so like you have a group of products, we're looking at television sets, and you have three pages that list different television sets. Some people have been using canonicalization to take page two and three and point the canonical tag to page one, so people would end up on page one and not page two or three.
Again, we're not rewinding enough, I don't think. Canonical.
Okay, you want to do canonical?
What is that? Yeah, like in this case.
So canonical in this case is the rel equals canonical meta tag at the top of the page that indicates, you know, where this page should actually be, you know, which page in the group. So let's say you have these three pages, one, two, and three of this list. Page two and three have a canonical tag that has the URL of page one. And when the engine comes into page two and it sees that rel equals canonical tag, it basically acts kind of like a 301 redirect where it sends all the weight to page one and it'll index page one but not page two because of that canonical rel equals canonical tag. Is that a clear explanation, you think, Ross?
Won't.
it just won't rank them.
Correct, correct. It'll rank page one. It'll pass any links that go to page two. It'll pass juice to page one as well, actually. Not as well as 301, but it will pass some juice. So people are using Canonical to keep people landing on the first page and not the second or third page in the search results. But what you really should do is down at the bottom of the page where you have, you know, the little arrow that says go to page two, go to page three, and has the little numbers, and you have your pagination navigation, which is that navigation just tied to that search result, page one, two, and three, right? And what happens is the rel equals next prev is a markup you can put on those, that actual little navigation. So when it says page two, you have rel equals next in that link. And when you get to page two, page one will have rel equals previous, PREV, and page three you'll have rel equals next. So it's metadata tied directly to that navigation. And when Google sees rel equals prev next, they know that all these pages are together, all tied together. They will make the decisions of when the person sees a page in the search results of where to send them and which one shows up. But what it does, it makes it seem like one object to the engines. Rel equals prev makes those three pages seem like one object. So all the links and all the authority and everything that's known about each one of those pages is combined into one entity, I guess, almost, or object, instead of having three of them that are move, you know, you're redirecting or rel equals canonically moving around. It's just takes those three pages and makes it one object. And that's much, much better for you and for Google to deal with those pages.
Now, as far as I know, Bing doesn't treat rel equals next and rel equals prev the same way as Google does either, which is too bad. But
it is too bad.
I don't really understand why they don't just follow the same thing as ego or something. I don't know.
Because they're competitors.
Well, yeah, but competitive in that nature is just—it's just not helpful to anyone, and it's too bad.
Right, and that's good. And just to make sure everybody understands, that's not just for e-commerce sites. If you have a long page of content or a long article or something, and you break it into multiple pages on your website, and you have the next page, you know, previous page type of navigation, use rel equals prev next prev there as well. It's not just for e-commerce sites.
It's a good reminder, actually. I've got a few multi-page articles from years ago. I haven't done that too. It's so easy to forget about old content, but that's something people can do. You can revisit your content and add these, and hopefully, whether or not you gain any kind of ranking boost, who knows? I don't know exactly how much research has been done around that. I'm sure quite a bit. I just haven't read anything about it yet. Have you seen anything in terms of how well it tends to boost anything?
I'm not sure. It's not just designed to boost as much of it as it is designed to make sure that you're getting to the right place at the right time. And I guess it could boost if for some reason people are linking to the second or third page of something. Maybe you have a photo gallery and people, you know, the third image is really exciting and people link to that one more than the second one. That the weight of those internal linking could actually, you know, improve the rankings, you know, of that object. But in most cases, especially when it's text-based content, I don't think people tend to link into middle of articles or as much as maybe an image. Does that make sense?
Yeah, it's interesting. Okay. Well, one thing I wanted to share before, we're getting close to the end of the show, is that I finally launched, although it's sort of a soft launch, the website for a small business. It's a knowledge base of web marketing that StubForce launched. It's called MarketingHigh.com. That's marketing and then HIGH.com. And
is that based out of Denver?
No.
Okay. So thanks.
Why? Does it sound Denverish?
Well, no, because, you know, it's legal to get high in Denver now.
Oh. It's a high I get when I think and talk about marketing. So there.
Oh, all right. Okay. I'm sorry.
It was actually originally supposed to be a blog for me to talk about marketing and all the things I find online that I can't necessarily or don't necessarily talk about in terms of SEO on Stepforth. But it kind of worked for what we wanted to do here, because I wanted to get the point across that marketing is not only exciting, but it can boost visibility. And it doesn't have to be too expensive. In this case, it's not high, it's low. It's $50 a year. So you can even ask a question, or not a question. You can ask as many questions as you want, and we'll hopefully answer as many as we can on a weekly basis. Pretty good gig for $50. So hopefully a few people will join up, and we'll make it into something. We're excited.
Very cool.
Yeah, thanks. And we're also going to get guest answerers, experts in to answer questions at some point. So we'd love to get you in there on maybe on authorship or stuff like that. That'd be great.
Nice.
Yeah. Now, you mentioned here healthcare.gov SEO issues. I haven't heard about this.
Well, it's because I just found them myself. So literally like a half an hour or so before the show, I was thinking, someone was talking to me about the technical problems with healthcare.gov, the new website for the healthcare system in the United States. And it's been plagued with technical issues. And it made me think, I wonder what the hell they're doing on their SEO. So I started digging in, and maybe 15 minutes worth of digging, you know, it's got lots of code bloat. One major issue that I found, and there's debate on whether it's a major issue, but I personally believe it is that the entire site is redirected. 301, they did that right. It's a 301 redirected to the secure site, HTTPS. And I've always had a problem with that. I've had a number of clients over the years that have done that, and the biggest issue to me when you do that is that nobody is going to link to you with HTTPS, and all of your link weight is going to be diluted because of 301 redirects. And it's, to me, I guess they're going to be okay because they've been up, a month, and they already have over 2 million backlinks, and most of them are .gov and .edu's. But they got
somewhat authoritative then.
Yeah, they got like over 20,000 .govs and like 5,000 or 6,000 .edu's in the first month. But they've got a lot of links, so it's not going to be a huge issue for them, but it's not a best practice. And when you're looking at this and you're thinking, okay, they can fix things, why not fix this too? I mean, you know, I guess they don't have to, but it just made me think that, you know, if someone went and looked at that, why are they, you know, and I could easily see a client someday in the future saying, well, I'm going to keep mine HTTPS the entire site because healthcare.gov does it that way and it doesn't hurt them. Well, it doesn't hurt them because they got 2 million links in the first month, and by the end of the year, they'll have, you know, 50 million links.
So another big news item lately has been something I didn't put in the notes, actually. Penguin 2.1. I don't know whether you've heard much, John, but they say, you know, whatever, it was going to impact 1 to 2% of searches. That 2% must have hit everyone that knows SEO or knows me or knows that. It's been freaking crazy calls. So many people have gotten hit by that. So I'm helping a lot of them try to get back in rankings, but there's no way that it's 2%. If it, like I say, it's crazy if it was. Have you heard anything?
We haven't been hit. We haven't really seen anything, you know, that noticeable that I've seen. So, and like I said, I've been traveling, so I haven't really had a chance to read all the brouhaha about what's going on.
Well, it sure has been in quite a bit. Like, and one of the things I actually noticed was one of my clients, one of our listeners, actually, he was saying that one of the sites that was had his links on it was spun content, and the content was his, but it was spun, like respun against his authorization. But when they did that, they also included all his links again. So he's just gotten completely trapped with tons of sites now with his content, with the links, which are back then exact match anchor text. So they're just a kiss of death. And what was really evil, now I might be mixing two clients together here, but it doesn't really matter, is at the bottom, there is an option to, if you'd like to have your link removed, click here. And it took you to this domain removal company that you had to pay, or link removal company you had to pay for. How's that for evil?
Yeah, that's pretty crazy.
But it made me think, obviously there's a lot of people out there that love to take advantage of a situation like this. I wouldn't be surprised if they're generating these links to get people into trouble so they have to pay for it.
Yeah, that... Interesting.
Yeah, and scary. Yeah. But in any case, a lot of the old tactics are biting people in the butt right now. And it's a shame, really. You know, some of it was using places like Ethan Articles, which anyone who really wasn't in the know, like in the serious know, would have thought that they're okay to use. You know, people read them, as far as they're concerned.
Yep.
And they wanted their content there. Well, that's syndicated now. That's everywhere. And it's all duplicated, and it has your exact match at your text, because at that point, that was around the time when Google still said, use exact match. You know, feel free to use keywords in your links.
Exactly.
Now everyone's
That's why this is an industry that it's not a one and done. I mean, people who say, I'm going to build a website, then I'm going to SEO it, and then I'm ready. You know, I've many times, I probably said on this show a number of times, SEO is not something you do to a website. It's part of your online presence and the processes that you go through to keep yourself online. It can be part of your business processes. It's not just a one and done something that you do and, okay, I finished my SEO, what's next? It's ongoing.
Yeah. Well, one of the things I'm proud of is that none of our maintenance clients, the clients we work on a regular basis, have been hit by this and never would be. Because, again, we're always on top of everything they're doing. The people that are calling, unfortunately, are people who are new or long, long time past clients. But you got to keep on top of things. And, well, that's what we do for a living. So I'm glad that we're able to help some. And hopefully I can help these guys get back into good stead again. I'm just hoping even more so, and I'm banking on this, that Google is going to be faster about the turnaround on forgiveness in Penguin 2.1 versus Penguin 1. Penguin 1, they were brutal. I mean, like, people waited 6 months to a year to get back in. That's vicious.
Yep.
Anyway.
I don't know if they will, though. I mean, they got to have some deterrent.
Yeah, but some of these are pretty soft. No, these were things that they were not such a big deal way back then. And that's one thing if they were grossly over-optimized. Then, well, you're going to have to work your way back in. And I do have one that ain't that, unfortunately. But the thing is that if it's a site that's just genuinely used tactics that were not necessarily bad then, they should not be getting penalized now. That's, if they do, they should clean it up and get right back in.
Right.
Anyway, that's a shit. That's a Google not listening thing, as usual.
Yep.
Well, on that note, I guess we better tie things up here. We're already gone over, as usual.
I know, but I just want to hit this one last thing that I thought was pretty interesting that's kind of been a – I think this is one of those first indicator things of what's going to be happening 4 or 5 years out from now, is that Google filed a patent recently to like physical options in the real world. Basically, what they do, they file a patent – to, you know how you see the teenage girls making the heart symbol with their fingers? You know, they take their thumbs and put them together in their four fingers and they make a heart symbol. Okay. Well, if you take and you make that heart, the patent is, you take and make that heart signal and you put it around an object in front of you, like say you want to say, I love the Washington Monument. And you take the heart symbol and you put it and you can see the Washington Monument between your fingers and you take a picture with Google Glass, that's going to be a like signal, a search signal of somehow, some type. And to me, it sounds kind of ridiculous at the moment because it really doesn't – what does that mean? But if you think about it in the future, Google's already thinking about how to take people's real-world impressions of things, like the fact that they like – you know, I'm at the Washington Monument and I like it, you know, and translate that through Google Glass into some type of algorithmic signal. It's really interesting to me the directions and the kind of things they're thinking about. Because it's if you really think about where we're going to be in 5 years, everybody talks about, I've got a 3 to 5 year plan to do X, Y, and Z. I don't know how you can have a 3 to 5 year plan to do anything anymore because 5 years out it's going to be so different than it is today that your plan is useless.
You know, it'd be really fun, John, if we could get together again. First of all, that'd be fun anyway. But then just getting a board of just you and I just doing that. Just writing down and let our minds go wild of where it's going to go. That'd
be
fun.
I know. And that tied into the Google has a whole division of scientists working on how to do search when there's no computer screens. That there's not a computer screen, but you still want to be able to do search. And they've got a whole bunch of people working on that equation right now.
And never mind extending life.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Well, is that one of those 10% projects? How do we extend life? Yeah. Anyway.
Yeah, I think it's taking a little more than 10%, but yeah.
Yeah. It makes me happy that the company that employs the most PhDs on the planet is not just using those PhDs to continue the status quo. They're actually using that brain power to do something different. And I know you don't like Google as much as I do, but that really impresses me, and I'm glad they're doing it.
I don't.
You don't.
I like to bitch about them, but I do like them.
Yeah, but not as much as me.
Oh, fair enough. All right, you can have your love. Oh, dear. Okay, well, on that note, if you have any questions you'd like to share with us, please feel free to email them to us or post them to Google Plus Community. I can't even talk right now. You flustered me. You flustered me by saying don't love people as much as you.
It's because you're not using your wrestler announcer voice. Hey, we should mention that it's all this radio talk because we were talking to our producer, George, ahead of time, and he's got a podcast, King of what is it again? Do you remember, Ross? King of Podcasts.
KingofPodcasts.com.
Yeah, so he's the one that got us doing the radio, the wrestling talk stuff today, so it's his fault.
Awesome. I'm sure it's wicked. You know, Brasco's got the best voices. Give us a good voice there, Brasco.
Well, let me tell you about that podcast, brother.
was that Hulk Hogan?
You know what you're talking about, brother. When you take the prayers and the vitamins and the SEO.
Nice.
Yeah, that's true. Although I do have stock, and it did go up to $1,000 a share, so I'm pretty happy about that. I'm nice. Loving them today. wrestling voice. Yeah, I can't do it anymore. My chest is still bothering me here. But anyways. We have lots of questions, and we're going to get to answering them on the actual community page. We didn't get to them in the show today, but you can also post your own questions on our SEO 101 community page on Google+. That's just by typing in SEO 101 in the search pane, and you'll easily find our community. And we'd love to see you there. There's lots of great people answering questions, and we try and do our best to get in there once in a while ourselves. Have a great week. Remember to tune into future episodes, which are at 2 p.m. Pacific, 5 p.m. Eastern, every Monday on webmasterradio.fm. Have a great week.
Thanks for listening, everybody.
This has been a presentation of WebmasterRadio.fm, the world's largest business-to-business radio and podcast network. We welcome you to sample past episodes of this program, as well as our complete library of programs, on demand or on the air via our 24/7 live audio stream at www.webmasterradio.fm. The opinions expressed on this program are those of the guests and hosts and do not necessarily reflect those of WebmasterRadio.fm's management or sponsors. Any rebroadcast or redistribution without authorized consent of WebmasterRadio.fm is prohibited.
DoorDash helps you make cash fast. All you need is your bike and a smartphone. The sign-up process is super quick and easy. Now you get to choose your own hours and be your own boss. And best of all, you get to keep 100% of your tips. Download the DoorDash driver app today to get started.